What Valentine's Day disasters have you witnessed? I served at a Japanese hibachi restaurant and once had a couple come and the dude dumps her after the meal. She then gets up and throws up a trail probably a good 20 feet as she runs to the bathroom. The dude got up and left the girl and I was left to clean the mess. I blew my car's tire and my friend came in to bail me out. We're both straight dudes and forgot it was Valentine's. Decided to have dinner, and both were coming from important meetings, so had suits on. We didn't catch on until the end and how the entire waitstaff thought we were just the cutest gay couple. I 100% went to lunch with my best friend on V-Day years ago because we were both single and the staff thought we were dating. This is hilarious. There was a note in our reservations that it was an engagement. They wanted champagne, a specific seat, a bunch of other stuff. The server comes up to the table with something like, "So I read we're celebrating an engagement. Congratulations." Confusion from the woman, glaring from the guy. He hadn't proposed yet. The server had ruined it. These two were on a date and the guy went to go use the bathroom. The girl just up and leaves after he went to the restroom. When the guy came back, he sat around for a while until asking his waitress where she went. She replied with saying she left. The guy then asked the waitress if she would go on a date with him. The waitress said no. 0 for 2 in one night. Damn. In my adult club bouncer days, we had one of our regulars get suited up and bring flowers in one V-Day to try and woo one of the exotic dancers. It didn't work. Pro tip, if every time you all hang out involves you giving her money, she's not into you. He proposed, she said no. He cried and tried to change her mind for 20 minutes while she sat there stony-faced. She finally got up and walked out. He paid and left in tears. I waited at a Section 1 V-Day that had a marriage proposal, a 40th anniversary, and a breakup all at the same time. The breakup was the worst. The guy brought his high-class date a gift, a mini ceramic bear holding balloons. He presented it when I was at the table and she looked at it like it was a hot turd. I just knew this was not going to end well. She left at the end of the meal and must have said something because he stayed at the table for another 40 minutes, head down and crying. I felt bad. He saw the celebrations going on at the other tables. Sweet God, the two worst days of the year I've had to work as a waiter were Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. Both were difficult enough without a distraught, crying, newly single blocking off one of your tables on the busiest day of the year. I worked at a pretty high-end Mediterranean bistro. My second Valentine's there, it was probably the busiest night I've ever worked as a server. We had reservations that booked basically the entire restaurant, including the bar and patio, from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. No walk-ins were to be seated unless a reservation was cancelled or someone with a reservation didn't show up. Most of the customers were pretty understanding and either waited or simply left. One dude, however, kept pushing and pushing and asking every 10 minutes how much longer until he's seated, constantly saying he's a regular customer and how his date is going to be there at 7. He got there at 6. We insisted that once a table was available and all the customers before him were seated, he'd get a table, but because of the amount of reservations, we couldn't guarantee he would even get a table at all. At about 6:50, the guy loses it, fast walks up to the hostess stand where the reservation book is, grabs the reservation book and practically runs out the front door. Now, everything is going to complete crap because the only copy of the reservations for the night that is barely half over is gone. Two of the owners ran outside to follow the guy and try and get the book back, but by the time they get out, he'd already left the parking lot. Even better is, 2 hours later, chaos is still running rampant, and the dude shows back up saying he has a reservation for 2. 3 of the 5 owners, all brothers, escorted the dude and his date out to the parking lot and banned him from the restaurant permanently. They even took a picture of him and posted it in the window saying, "Do not serve this man." In conclusion, salty dude without a reservation steals reservation book and then tries to come back later. Also, if anyone wants to use this for a sitcom, feel free. Just let me reprise my role as the waiter and we can call it even. I used to work front desk at a hotel. One Valentine's Day I was working night shift and this woman comes down with a cut above her eyebrow, looking like she just went a few rounds in the ring with a boxer. Woman starts sobbing and asks us to call the cops, which we do immediately. Turns out this girl's boyfriend just beat the crap out of her during a fight, and from what I could tell, this probably wasn't the first time. So after the cops show up and haul the dude off, my manager offers her a different room on comp, as we need to leave the guy's stuff where it is for him to pick up the next day. She accepts and I go up with the woman to help her collect her stuff and move to the new room. There were a bunch of bottles of alcohol in the room, and she donated them to the front desk staff. I got a bottle of Hypnotic and some vodka. Manager got a bottle of Patron. Cherry on top of everything, the dude's wife called later that night saying someone had stolen his card as he was out of town on a business trip. Never one to defend an abuser, I told her where she could find her husband. Fun times. Thanks for telling the wife. My mother has been cheated on and the hotel staff wasn't able to tell her anything. I understand why they're not able to, but thank you for doing that for a stranger. I was a delivery driver for a fruit bouquet company and I had two arrangements from the same guy. Routes were made for me and the truck was loaded so there was no way I could mess this up. Delivered both arrangements to the appropriate address. I headed back to the store to find the store owner and the guy who sent these in an argument. This idiot put the wrong name to the houses. And it was on the card with the arrangement, along with the phone numbers. So both women called each other and then called the guy. He tried to say it was my fault. Then the person who took the order, he'd ordered it online. All we did was import the order. I hate Valentine's Day because of that place, but man, that was a great moment. I was a pastry chef at this big resort in Cape Cod. We got a special order from this guy who was coming in for his anniversary, Valentine's Day. He wanted his dessert to have "Will you marry me?" written on it so he could pop the question when it came out. He called ahead to the front and back kitchen, even came in himself that morning to make sure it was good to go. The whole crew was behind him. We had cooks all night coming in to ask if it had happened yet. I wrote the inscription on the plate and dressed it to the nines with gold leaf and expensive chocolate. I'm taking a picture of the plate just before it's sent to go out and notice our head waiter come in with a weird look on his face. He says plainly, "They don't need it." She had broken up with him before the entrees hit the table. A guy did a backflip and asked a girl to be his Valentine. She declined. I walked up to him and asked if he was okay. He said it had taken him a week to perfect it. I was eating in a fine dining establishment, Chili's, several years ago. In the next booth was a really young guy who had a big bunch of roses on the seat next to him. He kept looking at his watch, looking at the roses, popping open a ring box for a peek at the ring. He did this for half an hour or so, then began calling and texting someone, presumably his girlfriend, over and over. As we were waiting for our check, he hands my wife the roses, mumbled something, and walked out. Poor guy. To clarify, I don't actually consider Chili's a fine dining experience. My wife and I had done some shopping and stopped off for a burger and beer afterward. Walking back to my dorm room once, a guy was carrying roses. I think this was around Valentine's Day. I don't remember. And he handed one to me. Made my day because it had been a crappy long day, but I wonder what kind of day he'd been having to be handing out roses to strangers. A guy proposed to his girlfriend at my restaurant and she said no. The guy threw up his arms and ran out of the building. Later, while waiting for someone to pick her up, she told us it was completely out of the blue because they'd only been dating for a few months. Another V-Day, a guy raised a huge fuss over the fact that we wouldn't serve liquor to his underaged girlfriend. I'm certain you mean he threw up his hands momentarily in exasperation, but I can't help picturing him running out of the restaurant, arms straight up Kermit the Frog style. I mean, I certainly would remember it more if the man went full Muppet, but I suppose real life will never be that magical. Let's break up the cringe with a genuinely heartwarming story that had no business being in this thread. Older woman, probably in her upper 90s, with her teenaged grandson at a semi-classy restaurant. She was dressed to the nines and the grandson was in a nice button-up and dress slacks. As they got seated at their table, the grandson placed a framed photo of what my friend assumed was the boy's grandfather and husband of the older woman. Found out it would have been their 70th wedding anniversary, but he had passed suddenly but peacefully a few months back. The grandfather had always wanted to take her to a nice restaurant, but never had the time or money to do it. So the grandson saved up his pay from the last couple of months and even got some donations from other relatives and took her to the restaurant. They ate dinner remembering all the good times with this man. They had my friend to take a picture, and she did. They tipped my friend very well. By happenstance, my friend ran into the young man some weeks later to find out the grandmother passed away a few days after that night, peacefully in her sleep, holding a photo of her beloved husband. He was so happy he could make that night special for her. Said it was the only day he saw her smile since his grandfather had passed away. He got the picture they took to the restaurant printed in wallet-sized and carried it around with him in his wallet. At my diner, an old man proposed to an old woman. He tried to get off the chair to kneel, tripped and fell, and I assume broke something since he couldn't get back up and we had to call him an ambulance. My manager had to drive her teeth to the hospital separately because she had taken them out to eat her soup, Lord knows why, and left them on the table in the confusion. I don't know if she said yes, my manager didn't get to see them at the hospital, only pass on her teeth to the nurse.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, Leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Busboy on a Las Vegas diner. An attempted proposal. Dude tries to set up sign with girlfriend's friends for her to show up and see the ring near a fountain. Duck stole the ring. They found it 2 hours later as he dropped it in the fountain. She still said yes, though. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. 16 years in hospitality gives you some good stories. The most awkward? My first job as a waitress, a guy wanted to propose to his girlfriend. He came in 2 months before to book and had everything figured out. He planned to pop the question during dessert. We had champagne, balloons, and sparklers prepped for the big moment. The time comes, he drops to one knee, gives a speech about his love for her. He asks, and she says no, puts the ring in her bag, finishes her dessert, and leaves. Quite possibly the most awkward thing I've had to witness, alongside around 200 other people. The manager gave him everything for free. He felt that bad for him. Cringed up inside every time I saw him after that. The most effed up? I was working as a duty manager and one of the tills kept dropping off the network. As I was trying to fix it, I could clearly hear the conversation of the table by the waiter's station. It started out sweet enough with her excitedly telling him she was pregnant. He went quiet and didn't say anything for a bit and then asked her what the plan was. She said she was keeping the baby. He said he didn't want kids and had told her this. She had got upset and said he thought he'd be happy and change his mind when he found out. By this point, I fixed the till, but I'm unable to step away from this car crash. Turns out she had stopped taking the pill without telling him, thinking she could turn him around. He said he knew she could be a little bit nuts sometimes, but this was the next level. He told her it was over and she could send someone to collect her things as he wanted nothing more to do with her. He called me over to pay the bill and just left. The guy never even shouted, he just calmly went, F this, and noped out of there. I couldn't even look her in the eye, just left to give her own time. The funniest was managing a hotel room service where there was a Valentine's package that included getting each course of the special menu delivered to your room. More than a few couples thought it was a good idea to call for the next course and then start doing the deed. Having to help with deliveries as reception screwed up the bookings, I had the privilege of people answering the door in the buff, seeing adult fun toys strewn around, and one where the other members of the ménage à trois were carrying on in the background. After complaints of similar instances from my team, I had to take action. I ended up having to call the offending guests and tell them if they could not respect my team by answering the door in at least a closed dressing gown, they could come down and collect the rest of their meal from the restaurant. Bonus from the same night, had to call an ambulance for a woman with a dislocated shoulder. The guy admitted that they were trying to recreate a particular kind of scene in the shower using the conditioner as, the splooge. He slipped in the conditioner and fell on her. Back when I served food at one of those super touristy seafood restaurants, I worked a Valentine's Day double shift. For lunch, this younger couple came in celebrating their 1 year anniversary. I offer my congratulations and then proceed to do my usual spiel before taking orders. The girl is looking more and more dismayed the longer I talk. Finally, I get to the end and ask if there's any allergies. She looks at her boyfriend and says, "Yes, I'm allergic to fish and shellfish." Then looks over at me, very sad. I made sure every aspect of her meal was fine for her, but it was that look of, "We've been dating a year and he still takes me to a restaurant that could kill me," that really did it for me. Not a table I was serving, but back in my Olive Garden days, we had a man who looked to be in his mid-20s tap his empty wine glass with a fork to call for attention of the surrounding strangers, then get down on one knee with a silver band in hand and ask his girlfriend to accept his promise ring. She looked horrified start to finish.
Did she accept the promise ring, though?
Oh, hell no. They went outside to talk, and she came back in to settle the bill without him. In college, I waited tables, and Valentine's was always a good one in terms of tips. I once saw a couple come in to eat. Halfway through the dinner, the man's wife showed up to surprise the couple. The wife took the wine bottle and poured the remnants over her husband's head, took off her ring, and told the girlfriend she could have him. He tipped me $100.
You gotta think that your wife might think something's up when you're busy on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, this guy doesn't seem to be the brightest bulb in the chandelier. Had a man and a woman sharing dessert, and the man playfully put a bit of ice cream on her nose. She then did the same, and he did it back once more, but with a different flavor of ice cream. She then flipped out at him because,
"You know I like chocolate the most. Why would you waste it, you idiot?"
In the end, she stormed out because the man couldn't comprehend how much she was blowing up the situation. I would imagine the gentleman in question had the shocked Pikachu expression on his face for several seconds before chasing his partner out. I know I would have. I was the manager of a wings and pizza place with a full bar. Definitely not the kind of place you'd take someone for a romantic Valentine's Day dinner, but it was still busy because some people aren't very tactful. We had a guy who'd called ahead and asked if we could put a ring in a dessert for him, and of course we obliged. He dropped the ring off a day ahead, and I put it in the safe in our office to keep it secure. Fast forward to Valentine's Day, the couple shows up and they're so obviously in love that she didn't seem to notice or care about the fact that he had brought her to a middle-of-the-road place with a sports bar atmosphere on the most romantic day of the year. They ordered champagne, well, the local winery's best sparkling white, entrees, and it was almost time for dessert. I'd used my chef skills to whip up a special chocolate strawberry tart that wasn't on the menu, just for this occasion. Because why not try to make their night at least a little fancy? I went to the safe to get the ring, and it wasn't there. I was freaking out big time. I asked everyone there if they knew what the frick had happened to it. My assistant manager on site had no idea, so I called my other assistant, who also had the safe code, and they didn't know either. Finally, my bar manager mentioned that one of the owners had been in earlier and spent a little time in the office. So, at my wit's end, I called the owner. It turns out that he'd seen the ring in the safe and thought it was something a customer had left behind. Figuring that he'd come into an extremely lucky situation, he decided, like the scumbag he was, that he'd take it for himself and save money on a gift for his wife on Valentine's. So I asked the server and bar manager to help stall the couple. The server told them that we were going to do something special for their big date and to hold tight. I ran out, hopped in my car, and rushed to get the ring from the owner's house, because he was, as I'd mentioned, a scumbag and didn't want to be bothered with bringing the ring to the restaurant himself. The bar manager went over to the table and did some complicated tableside cocktail mix that had a bunch of flair bartending tricks and ended with a flaming shot that, once dropped into the rest, made it smoke. I was really disappointed when I heard about all of this because I would have loved to see it instead of breaking a ton of traffic laws on my quest to get the one ring. Finally, I rushed back in after about 15 minutes of being on the brink of a heart attack, placed the ring on the dessert, and had their server take it out. At that point, just about the entire staff was watching the table, and when we saw the look on her face, my heart finally started beating again. She said yes, and I started looking for someone else to work for the very next day.
Operation Scumbag is a success. Eagle has landed.
This is the best Valentine's Day story I've ever read. It was so awesome of you to go to all that trouble to make their night special, and that boss was a scumbag. I would have told his wife if it was me. I was working for a certain high-end chain steakhouse in the northwest corner of Greater Los Angeles, in the Valley. Valentine's is obviously one of the top 5 busiest days of the year for us. We did about 500 covers between 5 and 10 p.m. It's also a restaurant with a very open concept floor plan. Booths along the four walls of the restaurant and an array of tables in the middle with no partitions or anything between them. A younger couple, maybe mid-20s, dressed to the nines, came in shortly after we opened and were seated in a table basically in dead center of the dining room. They were very friendly and pleasant, and I could tell that for them, dining in our restaurant was a really special treat, so I did everything in my power to make it special for them. When they were done, probably around 7, I brought their check, which was around $300. When I came back to pick it up, the guy had a super embarrassed look on his face, and he said he thinks he left his wallet in the car, and the woman, who was embarrassed for him, doesn't have anything with her because her dress had no pockets and she didn't bring a purse. So he goes out and 5 minutes later comes back in looking pale as a ghost. He has left his wallet at home and asks if he can call back later with payment info. My GM won't let this fly because there's no collateral of any sort he can leave, so the guy has to drive home to Burbank to get his wallet while the woman waits with her hair done and her red lipstick and her pretty dress in the middle of our dining room on Valentine's Day. Now, on the best day with no traffic, which never happens, it's at least 40 minutes each way from our restaurant to Burbank. She was there for almost 2 hours waiting for this guy.
We were all so embarrassed for her that the staff kept discreetly slipping her drinks and little amuse-bouche bites from the kitchen. It was one of the most awkward things I've ever seen in a restaurant. When he finally got back, he was super apologetic to us and to her. He paid the check and tipped like 30% and they left. It was pretty obvious it was an honest mistake, but I still think about that couple from time to time, and I wonder how things worked out for them. I set my hair on fire and spilled a full Stella on a lady. I work in a casual fine dining steakhouse. Luckily for me, the lady I spilled the Stella on was super understanding, and her husband said across the table, "Well, now she has to take her pants off." So that could have gone worse for me.
Why did you set your hair on fire before spilling on the lady? Just to feel alive?
Candles are my enemy. I have belly button long hair. You might want to consider shaving it if you have so much belly button hair it's just a fire hazard. I was working as a waitress in a sushi restaurant, and on Valentine's Day, it was an all-hands-on-deck shift. This guy I'd just started seeing wanted to go out, but I told him I was working in food service. You never get Valentine's Day off, and we just had to celebrate the day after or the weekend after. Nope. He got so upset that he went and asked a different girl out, came to the restaurant I worked at on V-Day, and sat in my section. He then proceeded to spend the entire evening making a fool out of himself and making his date uncomfortable as he tried to make me jealous. Needless to say, we didn't ever go out again. Ever. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.